Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Matt Holler. Matt is Senior VP for Government Relations and Public Affairs at the International Franchise Association. I understand he's in charge of maybe cooking and bottle washing over there, too, in a trade group. You do a lot of different things. You wear a lot of hats, don't you, Matt?
You do. You got to be a little bit of a Swiss Army knife, and you got to have one in every drawer. So
tell us about IFA.
So we're a trade org. We're based in D.C. We've been around 60 years. We were founded by some of the earliest brands using the franchise model. So Dunkin' Brands, McDonald's, and some of the hotel companies. And really, we were formed to create a regulatory infrastructure that worked so that you didn't have brands out there franchising their businesses to small business owners, you know, outside the confines of any rules and regulations, which would give everybody a bad name. So that was back in the 60s. And, you know, over time, the industry has grown and evolved and, you know, has a pretty sound regulatory infrastructure. And, you know, we are a small business voice, but we also have obviously big companies that are involved in the organization, but they're licensing their brand to franchisees. Mm-hmm. So we're often fairly misunderstood
in the
public policy.
Out on Main Street, a franchise is a small business. That's the thing people need to remember.
That is right. And the categories have grown over time into, you know, way beyond just fast food and hospitality.
Right.
Personal services.
That's the beauty of the franchise concept, which is one of the greatest gifts America gave to the world. Franchise.org, check them out, folks. Hey, Matt, you dutifully and heroically survived President Biden's speech last night. Tell us what you take away from that, especially how it affects franchises.
Yeah, so I stayed up and watched it, and I watched Tim Scott do his reaction to it, and then I watched about 45 minutes of the CNN analysis of it. And it's a transformation of power, as we were talking about in the last segment, from to Washington in a number of ways. Probably most directly, the issue that impacts the franchise business model is a piece of legislation that is wrapped into the president's proposal called the PRO Act, or the Protecting the Right to Organize Act.
Yeah.
And, you know, the president sold it in a couple lines halfway through the speech as, we need to make sure that people in this country have the ability to unionize. Well, somebody should remind the president that that is already law.
Right.
So there's something called the National Labor Relations Act. It governs business versus labor relations. And, you know, creates the rules of the road.
But it's not the president's job to take sides between the owners and the workers. With laws in place, it's not his side. It's not his responsibility or his authority to choose between those two.
Well, he chose it in the Amazon election already once.
Yeah.
And he, you know, has said that he wants to be the most pro-union White House or administration ever.
And, tell that to the union workers who are building the pipeline.
Well, that's where there's a lot of difference of opinion, I think, in rank and file versus union management and union bosses.
Right.
And, you know, what the PRO Act would do to franchising is it would corporatize the business model.
Yeah.
What they want to do is they want to turn everybody that owns and operates a local franchise business, a restaurant, a hotel, a gym, a salon, whatever, into one single corporation. And look, Starbucks is a great company, but it's not a franchise. It's
but they want to, folks, community. What they want to do is they want to make every employee at the last mile local franchise operation that's a small business owned by a local small business owner, they want to turn that person's employee into a unionizable employee of the mothership.
And they want to transfer wealth out of local communities.
That's right.
So when the president says that he wants the focus of his administration to be creating wealth in underserved and minority communities, there's no better vehicle than franchising.
That's exactly right.
Created wealth for minority Americans and immigrants.
That's exactly right.
And so,
hey Matt, I gotta wrap it up. I gotta wrap it up. Will you come back?
I'd love to.
We'll talk to you next time. Matt Haller, ladies and gentlemen, the International Franchise Association, franchise.org. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.